let's turn now to the southern tip of the Arabian Peninsula and the Gulf state of Yemen, which has troubles of its own, an armed rebellion, a growing Al-Qaeda presence, and a severe water shortage. Experts say the water crisis, at least, could be eased by growing less khat. That's the leaf Yemenis love to chew for its mildly narcotic properties. A huge amount of Yemen's water supply is used to grow khat. As NPR's Peter Kenyon reports, it's a tough habit to break.
The sounds of a World Cup soccer qualifying match emanate from a large screen television in the Black and Brown Cafe in Sana'a. The game attracts coffee drinkers and shisha smokers who enjoy flavored tobacco from the traditional Arabic water pipe. But one thing the cafe does not attract is khat chewers. The Black and Brown Cafe doesn't allow khat on the premises, not even during conferences or weddings held in the large reception hall upstairs. Manager Abdelaziz says, in English flavored by years of working in Kazakhstan, that it was a deliberate decision to swim against the tide in a country where khat is overwhelmingly accepted as the drug of choice.
Yeah, here no khat. These restaurants, no khat. We try to help people to go out from the bad habit. I would like to see our people a little bit happy. I mean the Yemenis. For that reason, I try to help my country.
From 4 to 6 p.m., prime khat-chewing time, the cafe offers a 40% discount on food and drinks, and it stocks newspapers and has wireless internet to attract customers. Yemen's Water and Environment Minister Abdulrahman Al-Ariani says khat is one of several causes of a water crisis that could see Sana'a become the first world capital to run out of water in the coming years. He says khat uses half the irrigation water in the country, and irrigation claims more than 85% of the total water supply. Ariani says breaking the khat habit, however, will take political will and time.
If the government is serious about it, they should start doing this. Stop subsidies for khat. But khat is like any other drug. We need a long-term program of awareness. And I mean, we have to deal with reducing the demand. I don't believe that you can fight something like this by issuing decrees or saying don't grow khat. As long as there is demand, people will grow khat.
Another front in the battle against khat is opened in the Haraz Mountains east of the capital. There, local leaders have made farmers a deal. If they rip out their khat plants and replace them with coffee beans, they will be guaranteed no loss of income while they make the transition, which could take several years. This addresses a key problem. Khat is an immediate and reliable cash crop for farmers, unlike other foods which take longer to grow and are vulnerable to economic fluctuations. But officials say this admirable program is well beyond the means of the federal government to implement nationwide, even if it wanted to. Black and Brown Cafe manager Abdelaziz says he hopes the idea of khat-free public places will catch on with younger people who may not have developed a full-blown chewing habit yet.
I want to change the mentality of the businessmen in Yemen, because when they will see there is people, there is a young generation they like, and they're ready to spend some money here, I hope they will copy me. That's good for the country. I will be happy if I will see that.
But sitting nearby, a retired pilot who gives his name as Captain Sheba smiles and shakes his head. He doubts if he will live to see the day when Yemenis treat khat as part of their problems instead of as a temporary solution to the hardships of daily life. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.